Okay, here we go. Three short ideas with Arnach Meshivka Rebbe, Shlita, Parshas Va'era, Shovim, Tavshin, Pegim, Alun, Shemins, Chus, Ufush, Klima, Vachayas, Utila, Basar, Tzipara, Itamash, Chaim, and Esther, Chaim, Levan, Oriya, Mordechai, Yaakov, Vida, Ben Rivka, Basar, Shucha, Israel. First idea concepts on the Rebbe of Meilich. In this first opening teaching, Vaidab, Elokim, Moshe, Vayomer, Elov, Ani Hashem. Says the Rebbe of Meilich, it seems to be very interesting. Beginning part of the Pasuk tells us Elokim, and then at the end says Hashem. So he says you have to look at Rashi. What does Rashi say on the spot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Shadibar also the Mishpat, Ashik to the Dabar Lomar Lamir Osam Azeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu start a little bit strong to Moshe. Because Moshe last week's parsha was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is this? You're doing evil to this nation. You're doing evil to this nation. So the Rebbe Melech has an incredible insight. What shifted from the Elohim to Yud Kei Vav Kei, from Din to Chesed, from the Vayidaber to Vayomer, of Kosha to Raka? Says the Rebbe Melech, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, he was complaining not for himself. He was complaining beside Avas Yisrael, or Beshvil Avas Yisrael. The Kach Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem Shenis Ori Elav Midas Harachim Ladaber Elav Bamir Raka. The Rebbeinu Shem saw the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu says Lama Yerosa Azeh. That was Ma'orer in our Kadosh Baruch to say, hey, he's not just complaining. He's not complaining that I sent him. Now it's worse. He's actually complaining because he cares for his brothers. He cares for his sisters. And this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us. By the snail, look at the Svarno, it says, what Asur Ona, Erev is binding. He saw and he understood. He took his eyes and his heart, like Rashi brings down, when he saw the Jew being hit, or the Jews fighting each other, Achin Noda Adavar. Now I see that there's sin as chin, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw the ultimate goal of being a leader, ultimate goal of being a Jew, is to care for others. And that is what it's all about. Beautiful idea inside from the Rebbe Ramaylech. And the Svarno and Rashi's from last week's Parashat Shemos. Moving on to idea number two. The next Pasuk, Paragraph, Pasuk Gimel, Vayera Avram, Yisrael, Vayakov, says the Remeir of Abdel, the Orla Shemayim, the Oiv Yisrael son, Remeir of Abdel, says Rashi, Vayera El Avos. So Rashi leaves it. He doesn't say Vayera El Avos, he switches the Lashem. And I appear to Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, that's the Pasuk. But Rashi says, no. Vayera El Avos, he appeared to the Avos, and says the Abdel Rebbe, and says the Orla Shemayim, and the Chasim Sofer says, I saw it also quoted in his name. Why is he changing it? Because of a Gavald Gazach. Says the Rachman Shavuot Rebbe, says an incredible thing. Why does he say Ela Avos? Kim Yesh Adam Rotzon Alach Baderech HaToiv. If a person wants to do the right thing, he needs Lezeh Levat Yesh Koach Adam Ma'od. Avshadayin Lo Asam Uma. Says the Abayir Ola Shemam, even if you didn't do something good, but you want to do good, but you want, like people say, you want to learn, I want to daven better. The era of the Avos is a lashon of Aveh, of Rotzon, the Mis'aveh, Chodesh Baruch Hu is Mis'aveh to the Tzvilasan, he desired, Aveh comes from desire. The era, Hashem says, I'll appear Ela Avos, not referring to the forefathers themselves, the Ela Avos, the ones who want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ones who have the Rotzon, the one who has the Kesher, the one who was never satisfied, but says thirsty, says the Orla Shemam, Av Shaddai Lo'asam Uma. At the end of the day, just having the right desire, that's an amazing thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu will listen, Yish, my love. Then the Rabbanu Shem come to hear you. When the Rabbanu Shem sees that it's a sincere, genuine, authentic desire, even if you didn't do an action, and a beautiful insight from the Orla Shemayim, having the proper desires, Shtoikus and Ritzonus in our Avodas Hashem. Beautiful Orla Shemayim. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Chuas Chain, classical Sefer, on Chassidus a little later in the Parsha Ches Yud Ches, we're talking about Oruv. Says Eretz Goshen will be separate from the rest. There won't be any Orav in Goshen. Says that Chuas Chen. What was the whole point of all the Makos? The whole point of Paro and Mitzrayim. They wanted to be able to for us to think that everything is Al Pi Teva. Sharotza Paro Al Hashus Bekev Yisrael Sha'olam Kiminago. No Al Pi Derech Teva. Everything has happened since. There's no such thing as Hashkacha Pratis. And that's what the Morinayim says. Shadas Hoya Bekalas Mitzrayim. Our das, our knowledge, our connection, right? Like Baal Tanya says, Va'odam yodo eschava, tonight is the yortzeit of Baal Tanya. What's yodo? What does it mean that shehad das hayad galas Mitzrayim? Not just our knowledge. But das, says the Baal Tanya, refers to our connection, right? That Odam yodo eschava, that he knew her, that he was intimate with her, that he understood her. It was in galas. The whole point of going through Mitzrayim, the whole point of the Makos, was for us to realize, yes, there is the Rebbeinu Shem, and he's involved in our Hashkacha process. He's involved in everything. And don't think that he's not. Hashem Elohim, Shetzrich Lamin, Sha'af, Konyan, Atav, even the natural things. It's also the Rebbeinu Shem, by Hashkacha process. And that's what it says the Chuas Chein. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'Hevleisi Bayom Ahu Az Eretz Goyichin, Asher Elmir Alel, Levilti Ayosh Amarov, the rest of the world, the rest of Mitzrayim, they hold the Teva. Teva, Teva, Teva. But Eretz Koshen, you're going to see the Golos of the Golos of Yemun is going to be uplifted, the Geula of Emunah. And Chazal tells that, and the Siva Shalom talks about this as well, that when you only zocha to the Geula in Tzchus of our faith, our blind faith and Emunah Hashem. Yes, we might not understand, most of the time we won't understand, but like Rabbi Nachman tells us, the ultimate Emunah, Ashenoda Shalonida, that we know that we don't know. That's the ultimate Emunah. The ultimate Bittul to Rabbon Hashem is that we know we don't know. And that is the whole point of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, is for us to be able to leave that ability and that desire that we have to understand everything. We have to know that was the das was in Gullus, our connection was the Gullus. And when we avat ourselves and we submit and subjugate ourselves to the Rabbon Hashem, that is the ultimate faith in Emunah Mitachon Rabbon Hashem, with beautiful insight of the Chuchen and Emunah Mitachon. So just review these three ideas. We said the Rebbe Melech, why does it say the opening pasuk to our parsha, Elokim, and then it starts with Hashem, or Vayidaber, then Vayomer? So Rashi says, originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Moshe is getting impatient because he was talking about himself. Says Rebbe Melech, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes it. He says, why did Moshe stand up and get so impatient here? And why are you making it worse? Because of Avos Yisrael. Even though Shiva Levi wasn't involved, Moshe Rabbeinu was someone who was concerned. Asur Erev Asboini, like he did by the bush. Like the Sfarno tells us that he understood and he cared, and that's what makes a real leader, when you show kindness and concern, even if it's not you. That's why the Baruch Hu's mood changed from Vayidaber to Vayomer, from Elokim to Yudkei Vavkei of Rachman. The Rosh Hashanah tells us Vayera al Avram Yitzhav Yaakov, Rashi's Vayera al Avos, why switching it, Vayera al Avos. Chadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I appear to the ones, El HaAvos, the ones who desire, the one who be better, not just Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov, but the ones who want to be better, who want to be able to get better and stronger and better in their Vod Hashem. The avoda of ishtoikikus that Reb Nachman talks all about, just to be able to have the shokas, even if you didn't do anything yet. But the ratzon, that is a great, great thing in our Yiddishkeit. Oh, to want. Kavat. And finally, the Shul Chen tells us by Arov, what was the whole point? What was the whole point of these makos? We have by Yom and make a wonder that the rest of Mitzrayim thinks that everything has happened since. But now you're going to see the animals going to be running around and not going to Goshen, and you're going to see I'm going to implant within Klal Yisrael that every step and every move, that everything's under Hashgacha Pratis. Yes, Hateva is Gemachi Elokim. You might think that at the end of the day that nature is not controlled by Hashem. No, Hateva is Gemachi Elokim. That even those things, they're not just stam, says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, quotes us at the end of the Toldos Shul's Chen, for us to be able to realize that everything is under the Rebbeinu Shem's watch, which we zochah to be able to show kindness and concern for others, Avos Yisrael, to have the proper Ritzonus, to have the great Ishtokus, to grow in Hashem, to have that moon and simple faith in Hashkacha Pratis, Bez Hashem, Shkoyach.